We're back, fellow Freedom fans. I am again David Allen Carmichael for the Faith and Freedom Show here on Liberty Works Radio Network. The Eagle 104.3 FM is our host. We appreciate them letting us come play and having an opportunity to talk about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Before I went on the break, I was talking about a Uyghur. I guess it's Uyghur is the real name of these guys. I was calling it Uyghur. It's Uyghur, some kind of guy. In fact, these guys, a couple of those guys were holed up in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, because they were Muslims who were there training because they were hostile toward China. They liked America. They hated China. And they were training with some of the hoodlums in Afghanistan. So there's a couple of Uyghur, I guess is the right way to say it. And somebody can correct me on that maybe when I grow up. But we were talking about the Chinese guy, Alimujang, who was a Christian guy who's trying to love his neighbor as himself, as he loved God first, then loved his neighbor as himself. And he was involved in illegal and dangerous threat to national security of China, religious activities. The danger with this guy is he is a very healthy young man. And I think his life even is being spared up at this point because there is some attention being put on him. China's not going to get away with murder too quickly. And it might shed some light on the fact that they're harvesting organs out of people that they just happen to claim are threats to their country. So that's what they do in China here. If somebody's a threat, they call them. And this hasn't happened yet that I can tell. I mean, all the guys that they've kind of set aside as being alien, hostile, enemy combatant kind of guys, we're actually alien, hostile, enemy combatants. Problem is we have the statutory mechanism now that anybody in the executive agency can declare you or me a hostile enemy, something, whatever, combatant. And if we're accused of it, then suddenly we can get carted off to Gitmo. Now, in China, they do things just a little bit differently. They'll cart you off, and then they'll take your organs and sell it to somebody for profit. That's kind of creepy, but they worship science, not God. Okay, they believe in science. That's what they... Okay. That'll be one. I'm going to do that someday. I may have a little trivia where I say little clips out of movies. You got to call and tell me what it is. Alimujang Yamiti. That's who we're talking about. We're talking about going into all the world and sharing the gospel and doing it courageously. I was looking through and finding some more articles. I found a article was written by a guy. His name is Chris Kempling. And I've done goofy things like this in the past where I've actually written articles under a pseudonym about something that was happening in my life. And at the time, I didn't necessarily want to parade my name all over the place, but I thought it was an interesting story that people needed to hear about it. Well, he wrote an article. He's from Canada. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about free speech and hate crimes and an organization that had to give up its license in Canada because they were saying things that somebody didn't like. Well, here's a guy who's, I'll try to get through this kind of quickly, that his name is Chris Kempling. You can look it up. I typed in Chris Kempling, K-E-M-P-L-I-N-G. And I found more articles and a way to contact this gentleman. He was suspended twice from his job as a teacher for a total of 4 months. The British Columbia College of Teachers cited him, I guess as credential people, cited him for conduct unbecoming a member. Between 97 and 2000, he wrote several letters to newspapers. And his particular thing was he's outlining research data related to homosexual behavior and what position major world religions take on the matter. There was a vigorous exchange of views on the editorial pages of the local paper about it. And he was writing on a kind of perspective of different religions take on the homosexual behavior. The College of Teachers and the school believed that Mr. Kempling's published opinions had the potential to poison, in quotes, poison the atmosphere in the school. I provided letters from five school administrators which said that my letters had no impact whatsoever on the school atmosphere, but they were ignored. And this isn't a court case. Well, I remember doing something, and that showed up in the newspaper, and I was kind of censured. You know, everybody was quite troubled when they saw my name in the paper and some really strange, exciting challenge to something that was going on, and it made people uncomfortable, you know. So the club I was in, they were a little bit apprehensive. They love me, so everything's okay. Now, let's go on with this. The college lawyer stated categorically that everything you have written in its entirety is derogatory and discriminatory. Now, Kepling had quoted his peers' reviewed research data, including research done by investigators who are homosexual themselves. So he basically did something that talked on the subject of homosexuality, and it happened to be published in a paper. Mr. Kepling has never had a human rights complaint laid against him. No parent, student, or homosexual person complained to the college or to the school where he teaches. He never raised the issue in his classroom or with students. In fact, if you read some of the rest of this article, turns out he early in his life made a practice because of what he believed was his Christian duty to befriend homosexuals. And he taught his children to do the same thing, obviously teaching the biblical take on it and teaching his children to not participate in that kind of stuff, but to not exclude those people from the love of Christ. So, and he did that in practice. So it was kind of interesting reading about that. Okay. Oh, also, in fact, he got two letters of commendation that he received because of his work with what they call sexual minority students. So that was his background, but his published opinions of what other people's opinions were, I guess, raised the ire of the teaching college. Nevertheless, courts ruled that no evidence of harm is required to discipline a member. And there was the Canada or British Columbia Civil Liberties Union, they call it Civil Liberty Association, was weighing in against Mr. Kepling. The college, the college issued a new citation recently on January 28th. Conduct unbecoming, with 12 new offenses for items written between 2003 and 2005. No evidence of harm and no complaint because of them. But what they've done, they've gone into their archives and found something else. So I think, I wonder if he was not paying the bribes. I don't know. It's kind of. That was Canada. That was stuff from Canada. And that's what goes on when somebody in Canada expresses their opinions. That's some dangerous stuff. Is that what we're going to see here? As we considered that that court was not looking at certain rights, he didn't look at the rights of religion, and maybe he didn't raise the flag of religion. Maybe he didn't say, it's my religion requires me to speak truth. Maybe if he had given that defense, maybe he could have had a defense. But they said that in Canada, being a leader in a political party and voicing your political party's concerns or opinions is not protected by law, because if you don't have the mainstream opinion, you can be sanctioned. That's scary stuff. That's what's happening in Canada. Let's see what the Florida Constitution says. Freedom of speech and press. By the way, do you know where that's found in the Florida Constitution? Did you know that Florida has a constitution? Some people don't. Well, now they do. It's in the Bill of Rights for Florida's Constitution, Article 1. Not in the back, not at the 10 amendments in the back. It's right up front. It's Article 1, Section 4, freedom of speech and press. Supposedly, Canada's got free speech, huh? I don't know. Hopefully, they're not where we're going, but we might be. Section 4, freedom of speech and press. Florida Constitution, Bill of Rights. Every person may speak. Every person may speak, write, and publish sentiments, that's opinions, on all subjects, but shall be responsible for the abuse of that right. Let's stop there just for a minute. What do they mean by that? Well, you shouldn't speak against homosexuality. That's abusing that right. No. The abuse of that right goes back to the common law. With injury, if I have libel or slander and it damages somebody. In fact, I can, in America, you can even be, just as in common law of England, if you show a malicious intent of being truthful. In other words, I'm trying to damage a person, a human being, expressly and specifically, just because I'm being vindictive. Basically, you're doing fighting words. Fighting words is a common law crime because you're about to incite a riot. Right, and get punched in the nose. The problem is, with the free country, one of the things is at risk is you may upset somebody. In America, it's come, matured beyond the common law, and that you are protected in your speech, that you cannot punch somebody in the nose. Well, maybe you can punch somebody in the nose. I don't know. I think if you punch somebody in the nose, they're going to get in trouble. Of course, you could get in trouble for inciting them. So you have to be, abuse of that right is when you're having fighting words. Well, one thing about radio, I might be saying something that to you is a fighting word, but you know what? There's a pretty arm's length here. So for you to come punch me in the nose, that'd be kind of stupid. It'd be kind of abusive. If you would like to call me and fight with me with words by calling, well, then that's equal time. Then we can weigh everything in the scales and our listeners can make a determination of who is right. And if I'm being a knucklehead, then I guess what? I lose listenership. So those are the kinds of things with regard to abuse of speech. It's not the government supposed to be wielding the sword saying, you're not conforming to the societal speaking norm. What it is, that's between me and you. If you have a problem with what I say and I injure you, you can take me to a common law court. Sadly, with this FCC stuff, there's actually a mechanism that you can contact the FCC and complain through them, and there may be sanctions that way. But it's really ultimately based on the common law offense of fighting words or malicious statements or libel or slander. So that's what it's about. I really appreciated something that a caller said recently. He challenged, the feedback I got from the listeners is that we're starting to get really a broad base of people. So the listenership is not offended by what I'm saying. They may have, I mean, maybe it's they're not offended by the way I'm saying things. Somebody challenged me. They wondered why I had not slammed certain aspects of things that are going on in the political arena. And they challenged me that it might be because of professionalism. Well, I'm mindful of these things. And part of how am I going to love my neighbor as myself over the radio if I'm not going to hold myself to a standard that's appropriate? And that's one thing that we're challenging you here. We're having to hold ourselves to a standard. So guess what you get to do? You get to hold us to a standard. So if we're not speaking correctly, if we're saying things that are insulting and belittling, well, feel free to challenge people here at Liberty Works Radio Network. Other hosts don't know I'm saying this right now, so I'm setting them up. But hold us accountable. Hold us accountable for what we say, what we do, and let's hold each other to the higher standard. Why don't we? Why don't we do that? That's really what I'm here to inspire you to, is to hold yourself to high standard. When we go out to a soccer game, if I'm going to referee a soccer game, one of the things that I get to hold other people accountable to is a good old standard, a common law standard, of saying insulting words, fighting words, profane words, and things like that. If somebody's using that kind of language, we have this thing called a red card. We raise the red card. That person leaves the field. By the way, their team doesn't get a replacement. And in most cases, that person has to sit out the very next game as well. So it's just from the old school common courtesy, love your neighbor as yourself, and that's a standard that we hold ourselves to with regard to free speech. It's a free speech, but we can't abuse that right. And so if you're going through a constitution of a state, in particular Florida, they're going to mention the abuse of that right. Now, you have to be careful, because there are evil men that do not understand justice that happen to be in government agents in Florida, and they're going to use that little clause in the Florida Constitution about abuse that right as a compelling interest of government to trump your speech because you say something that they don't like, and then they'll call it abuse. So that's what we have to watch out for. That's what we're here for you. Our challenge is to do things the right way and to inform ourselves on the right way to behave and the right way to hold other people accountable, because that's where we're going to retain our freedom. Our freedom's going to come in proportion to our faith. Hey, we're going to be back here on the Faith and Freedom Show at the Liberty Works Radio Network on this Eagle 104.3 FM, where we're going to be talking about these issues on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right and wrong, and we'll be back.